Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that we're going to have some very special guests. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up and you gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's listening as well as the guests and each of their endeavors as they go about on their ways. Lord, we thank you for the platform, and we thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So I'm going to introduce our guest today, and I'm very, very excited because we have many guests on the line. First of all, I want to reintroduce Mr. Christopher King. He is the grandson of the late blues legend, B.B. King. He's the founder of the Gentleman's Course. He's the co-host of the Next Generation Inspiration Weekend, which we're going to speak about heavily on the ministry on tonight. Then we have Brother Reggie Richardson. He's the owner of Rejoice America Radio, and he is also another phenomenal host of the Next Generation Inspiration Weekend. And, of course, we have Miss Renee Pandura Chrome, retired law enforcement, director of operations, Sisters in Motion, producer of Next Generation Inspiration Weekend. I would like to introduce all of you to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and we will get started right now. Brother Reggie, are you on the line? Okay, we're going to start with Brother King. Brother King, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And first, I'll start out by saying thank you for having me on the show. I'm honored to be a guest and honored to be the co-host for this great, wonderful event that we're hosting in Lake City, Florida. Just much needed to the community. first and foremost, of course, yes, I am the founder and director of the Gentleman's Course, which is a youth enrichment program where we help underprivileged youth, and our mission and main focus is youth that have been victims of human trafficking, and that is our underlying mission to eradicate human trafficking here in Florida as well as the U.S. because we are also in Charlotte and Montgomery, Alabama. And outside of that, I am a stylist as well, so I do clothing is my passion. I love clothing and educating people on the proper way to dress. So it's something that it was instilled in me from my grandfather. And if you've seen his shows or watched him perform and seen those wondrous blazers he's always worn on stage, I can take credit for that, of putting his wardrobe together, as well as a few other stars. And just a few tidbits. I'm not going to preach a book, but it's just a little bit about me and hosting events, as well as a lot of motivational speaking on human rights is my other philanthropy as well.
Great. Now, How have you incorporated the Gentleman's Course as part of the tournament, and tell us how this will influence the attendees, and how is the program unique?
Well, first, influencing the attendees is the proper way to dress. Etiquette is always important, and you must have etiquette in every way of life. A lot of people don't see the results of having proper etiquette in the way of life, such as proper speech, proper attire, and just your overall demeanor of your personality and how you treat people. Etiquette's foundation is really being a great humanitarian, you know, putting others before yourself at all times. You know, we all have our personal needs, but once we know that we know how to treat other people, then our end result of what we want will always come to fruition. So we must put others first, always. And that's something that, you know, God instilled in humanity, was to always think about your brother and your sister, regardless of race, color, sex, and origin, you know. So that's the Gentleman's Course, etiquette as it is. And influencing and going to Lake City, this is something that all communities need, regardless of how successful they may be or are. It's something that we all need as a humanity. And please forgive the background noise, but this is very impromptu, so I was at an event, so please forgive the background noise. I tried to come
to
a quiet place.
No problem, no problem.
But, you know, and the inspirational tour, class is always relevant, right? It's something that is
right.
needed no matter what we're doing in life. And when you have a person who has the ability to not only control the audience, because I'm very entertaining, you know, I'm very comedic, and different platforms. So being able to entertain an audience and bring etiquette and comedy to the stage is something that everyone will enjoy from that perspective.
That's great. That's
Hope
great.
That
okay,
your
next
question.
We're going to talk to Miss Pandora. Miss Pandora, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
This is not my good suit. But I'm retired law enforcement from New York City and moved to Charlotte and started my own business, logistics, Pandora Enterprise. And I'm on the board of directors for First Off Event, and I'm working with Sisters in Motion. So I'm like, you know, all around type of girl.
That's good. That's good. Now, you mentioned this already, but you're retired from the law enforcement industry. Tell us a little bit about your time on the force and your experience as a law enforcement agent and how this has helped you to produce or create the iGolf Invitational Golf Tournament. And please tell us how this tournament is beneficial to the community.
Well, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you're trained to protect and serve. And for 25 years, when you put that uniform on, your partner, life is in your hands, and his life is in your hands, and you're all always on a heightened alert. And I think that this golf tournament will be good for the officers to have a place to come to, like-minded, and just relax just a little bit. You understand?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Brother Reggie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How everybody doing? I'm in the woods right now. My phone keeps going in and out, but I am a radio station owner. Internet radio station owner, been in the music industry since 1992. Now I'm trying to get into the television and film. Actually, I'm on a movie set right now, so that's why I'm going back and forth on this call. But I just do so much in the entertainment business. I'm a promoter. I promote concerts. I do a lot of stuff. So I try to, with my expertise of being in the industry for a long time, is try to help others to the next level now. So that's what I do.
That's good, Mr. Reggie. Now, there are 30 days left until the Next Generation Inspiration Golf Tournament and Festival Weekend. Now, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest Pugh from Houston, Texas, is coming on May 20th through the 21st. So what is your vision for this tournament and festival, and what unique features will attract the people?
at the festival, you know, I think it's going to be good because a lot of these artists that we have are artists that nobody has heard of, but it's gifted.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know by being a promoter is that when I do my concerts all around different cities and states, it brings a lot of people to the event to let them know that there are still people out there that never been heard. As far as Dr. Ernest Pugh, a good friend of mine, I've known him for years, I believe that this concert is going to open up doors for people in Lake City to also hear about
right.
Ernest Pugh. From my understanding, a lot of people don't know him by his name but know his music. So I think that's there's going to be a lot that's coming to Lake City that everybody should be ready to be a part of. As far as the golf
tournament. That's great. So this brings me to my next question, Brother Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you seem excited about going to the Sunshine State of Florida as an assistant
mm-hmm.
producer. So tell us about what really excites you about this event.
What excites me about the event? Because I've never been to that city before. I love
mm-hmm.
to go to places I've never been before because as I introduce myself and other artists, my goal is to, and I heard Chris talk a little bit, my goal is to have people to bring us back again. So our first performance or our first concert there is going to be so phenomenal that people in the city or surrounding areas are going to want us to come to their city. So that's our goal, and that's my goal as far as doing production and bringing everything there to Lake City.
That's good, Brother Reggie. All right. Brother King, if someone asked you to sum up the Next Generation Inspiration Weekend, what would you say?
Powerful. Powerful. I mean, it's not so many words. Excuse me. It's many words you can use to sum it up, but you got a conglomerate of different avenues of entertainment from radio to gospel to young to seasoned veteran performers. You know, there's so much going on. And then you're incorporating golf. That brings a whole different demographic of entertainment with the collaboration. So it's going to be something that's moving. Groundbreaking, and of course, the spirit is going to move all day throughout
right.
that whole weekend. So, you, in Florida, being in the Bible Belt, you know, it's churches everywhere. You know, everyone is going to a church, or if not, visiting another church or partnering with the church. That's something that's very relevant. You know, with me living down here in Tampa, so powerful exactly is a good word that will sum up that particular weekend.
Excellent word. I love that. Okay. Brother Reggie, who are some of the current sponsors of the event?
Well, that's a Donna question. Donna knows all those sponsors. I just know, because I don't have a list in front of me right now, but I know Rejoice
uh-huh.
America Radio is one of the sponsors, so that's the station that I have. And, Donna deals with all that. I have no idea. Because she'll tell
okay.
me and I'll forget. And I'm going to have nothing in front of me to let you know who they are.
That's
okay. Nope. Okay. All right. Miss Pandora, why should retired and current law enforcement and fire officials attend the event?
Well, it would be a good way for the community to see that all law enforcement are not bad. They have a human side to them, even though all they see is a uniform, you understand? And some of them may have some kind of preconceived idea of what a law enforcement is. I remember having a dog. His name was Georgie. And Georgie, that was my son's dog. Forget about that. But every time I would put that uniform on, he would growl. And I realized it was the uniform, the whole one picture, you understand, that whole image that he couldn't connect to. Even though it was me, I would have to yell at him for him to realize it's mommy and not a stranger. And I think some people, when they see a uniform, they might have had a bad experience with the uniforms, whichever one, because some people don't know sheriff between PD, between whatever. They just know a uniform and a bad thing may come up in their mouth. And when they see, when the people come together at the tournament and enjoy themselves, maybe they'll go back to work, you know, with a lighter attitude and something to do, something to give back, you understand? And maybe they'll spearhead something else in the community after we come, you know, after we leave.
Okay, that's good. Now, Brother Reggie, what would you like to conclude about the golf tournament and event?
I want to conclude that everybody needs to be there. It's going to be an event that benefits everybody that comes, from actors, from singers to promoters to vendors to radio announcers to anybody that come, they will benefit from this event. So we're going to have a good time, and I'm hoping that everybody can spread the word. You tell your neighbor, I tell mine. Don't meet me there, just beat me there at this event that's taking place in Lake City, Florida on May the 21st. And I'm so excited for being there because I've been to Florida plenty of times, but I've never been to Lake City, Florida. So I am going to be one of the hosts. And believe me, I believe in blessing other people. So the blessing is going to come from me. So I know me and Chris are going to have a good time on stage together, you know, making people laugh in the name of Jesus. And that's what we do. You know, and that's the whole plan is just, you know, sometimes, you know, we just, like Chris say, man, it's about getting all the churches together to come on out and have a good time. Because sometimes when you do stuff inside of a church, the other church won't show up because they think that church is getting the benefit. So we let people know that right now this is not a church event. It's going to be a community, city, state event, and we want everybody to come on out, not only to be the concert, but be a part of the golf tournament, too, because it's for a good cause.
All right, Brother King, same question. What would you like to conclude about the golf tournament and event?
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. Powerful question. I'm going to give you a powerful answer. Simply put,
all right.
You know, we as a community have to bring energy to everything we do. So
right.
this is a power punch to Lake City. You know, I'm living in Tampa, so I'm right down the road. You know, I'm not far from Lake City. But just by looking from the outside in, knowing Lake City, you know, going up and down 75, passing through it, going to Georgia, it's a city that needs to be awakened. So, you know, anyone who's listening, anyone who's being a part of this, I hope and I pray that you bring as much energy as I have. Bring the energy. Don't come there with a stalemate. Bring all the energy, whatever problem you may have that may have you down or whatever you may go through, leave that at home and just bring all the energy you have. Bring all the aspiration. Bring all your positive vibes and your positive mental attitude, your PMA. Bring that with you, and we want to leave a statement in Lake City that this is powerful and this is energy flowing that's going to keep going because this is not the only time. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep
Amen.
Going in the city.
Amen.
The city.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So we're going to grow it and evolve it into a festival that's not going to just go away. It's not going to be a one-time thing. You know, so energy and a powerful statement is the conclusion of what we're going to leave in Lake City. Hey, power.
All right. Ms. Pandora, the same question. What would you like to conclude?
What he said.
what he said?
Yes, well, exactly what he said. I'm looking forward to coming to Florida. Again, I haven't been there in years, and I'm just excited. And whatever I need to do, when I get there, I'm going to try. I'm going to fit in. Get in when I fit in.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Brother Reggie and Ms. Pandora and Brother King, is there any concluding words that you would like to say about, you know, your radio stations, your clotheslines, whatever your gifts are? You know, how to contact you. Is there anything you would like to conclude with?
Well, you know, I'm a gentleman, so ladies first.
Well, I blog. I Ramblings and Observations of a 50-year-old.com. I just, you know, whatever comes to mind, just check me out.
All right.
Brother Reggie, I'm the co-host. You the host, so I guess I'll go
well,
ahead and let you close it out.
Right.
You know, they can follow me on all my social media. Everything is King the Brand. You know, I do clothing, so if anyone needs some assistance with their clothing for the show, let me know. I'll help you out with your wardrobe. It's not a problem. We're all going to look good when we get to Lake City. And if we don't look good, we're going to look great.
Yeah, okay.
And I am the co-host, or well, I am the host of the event. My name is Brother Reggie. Our website is rejoiceamericaradio.org. It's a 24-hour inspirational station. We also have a Facebook page, which is Rejoice America Radio. Go to the website. You can find out more about me, read my bio. I got a clothing line called spotmewear.com. I do production. I do everything, videos, everything. Everything you want, I got it. If you are into entertainment business, I teach workshops. I do it all. So, and the contact number is 980-299-9725. So give me a call and anything you need help with in this music industry. I got you. If I don't know, I know who to turn you on to.
All right. Well, Brother Reggie and Mr. Chris King and Miss Renee, I really appreciate your time. I know you have hectic schedules, but you had time to stop by here, and I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm going to connect with you on social media, okay?
All right.
Thank you for having us.
All right, thank you. Pleasure meeting you.
All right,
thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, so we had Brother Reggie Richardson from Rejoice America Radio. Be sure to like that page and follow. Then we had Mr. Christopher King. He's also on Facebook. And we had Miss Renee Pandura, and she gave us the website for her blog. So be sure to follow her as well. Now then, we have a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night because I received a lot of emails, a lot of calls and texts today. All right. First of all, before we even start our announcements, we want to pause for like 30 seconds, a moment of silence, because we've lost one of our legends in the, I'm going to call it culture, Prince, and everybody knows that. And so we just want to give the respect on AfritaLoveShow.com because, as I said before, many of the some singers and some managers had texted me about what had happened, and I was actually at school, so I didn't post anything. But we want to just pause for like 30 seconds. All right. I have a few announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to the ifreetoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio, and you will be right at the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, bloggers, journalists, TV producers, filmmakers, educators, authors, teachers, council members, city managers, please Facebook AfredaLove at ALFREDA or FREDALOVE or Dr. AfredaLove, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Now then, if you have an artist or you're managing an artist, please be sure to email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I want you to connect with me like many of the managers did on today. They emailed me. They gave me their artists. They sent the music. I want to add the music when we have our top 10 countdown. And so please be sure to submit music and things of that nature. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. That's all on one accord. And be sure to pray for yourself, and do not forget to pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure you check out this particular website. It's thestellargospelmusic.com. And this is the website in which many of the managers and producers and film sets contact me. If you look on this page, you will see many pictures from the Stellar Music Awards. We're going to also get some pictures from the Essence. But, of course, this is the new gospel music projects in 2016, and we're going to add more gospel projects because, you know, some artists sent their music. Okay, so this is the new projects. Then, of course, we still have our two artists here. Check out their music. To inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, just email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Have the artist, the album title, label, and release date. Okay, here are some shows. Be sure to look at those. We're still working on the magazine. TV shows to watch, we have Bounce TV Presents, It's a Man's World. We have the Mary Marys, the Carmichael Show. We have Saints and Sinners, who sent me some information today. And, of course, we have our top 10 gospel music. We're still adding. Then please contact us for events, media, interview, or speaking. Imania_love@yahoo.com. If you want to advertise your church, that would be a good area. Also, you can connect with me on Facebook, Afrita Love, Facebook, Afrita Imania Love, Instagram, Afrita Love, LinkedIn, Afrita Love. Okay? All right, so you look up here, you'll see About Us. This is an international radio station. The reason why I say that is because people in Canada, Japan, Mexico, all over the world, Africa, people are listening to this radio station, not because of me, but because of God. And we have so many people who interview with us. So if you want to be on the ministry, once again, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Contact form, put your name, email, subject and message, and click submit. Services, of course. I speak. I have a blog. We host events. I write books. So if you need any of those things, then please contact me. Church events around the world. Wow, I still have events from April the 9th, okay? Obviously, there are more events coming up. As you know, we have, of course, the Next Generation Festival. If I get a flyer, I'll put it up here, which is in Florida. Of course, the Essence Awards is coming up in June, so be sure to look out for that. All right, so now let's go to the AfridaHubPages.com here, okay? On this particular page, this page consists of different articles. If you're in Bellmead or the Bellmead area, please read the My 2 Cents article, okay, because we need to go ahead and pass the 2 cents tax because Bellmead needs a makeover, all right? And I have research on why we need a makeover. Okay, so be sure to check that out. Also check out the AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com. All right, and this is the hub for everything. You're going to hear some music in just a second. This is the hub for everything, and many publicists and gospel artists come on this page as well. Of course, here's the homepage. You'll see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's really interested in film and gospel. You'll see Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel. Then, of course, the Love Radio. If you click on that, you will be right in the heart of the radio station, okay? Then if you need a speaker, of course, yours truly. There's a bio, then Love's Interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. So you can check that out. Then, of course, the Gospel Station. When you click on that, you go to the StellarGospelMusic.com. And, of course, here is the Essence Festival, which is coming up in June. So be sure to check that out. We're still working on the Marcy Gerald story. Please Google Marcy Gerald and you will see her story. Then, of course, there's the radio station again. Then here's the bestseller, Spiritual Guide on the Go. All right. If you look at some of these icons, here's About the Venue. You know that we're international. I just said that. And here are some of the events we attended. Location and contact. I'm online. And so if you want to contact me, you can contact me online and click the submit button, gospel artists in the industry. Here's a list of gospel artists. All right. Then, of course, here are some links. There's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Sister LaShawn McLemore. There's the radio station, Love's Comedy and Entertainment. Then, of course, there's Love Live Jesus Ministry articles, Love's Media and Event Coverage, Spiritual Guide. Then here is the LinkedIn. Many individuals contact me on LinkedIn. Matter of fact, I have two messages. Well, five. Okay. All righty. Yes. Okay, so I have a couple of messages that I need to contact people with. All right. Then, of course, there's Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Meet Radio Host Dr. Afrida Love. Then Love's Author Corner, if you have written a book, please be sure to submit that under emonya_love@yahoo.com. Health and Human Performance, I'm a certified health coach. So if you need to know about health, just let me know. I'm going to write more articles. Then, of course, Entertainment and Television. Here are some of the entertainers that we've been able to connect with. Please support their shows. Then, of course, R&B. Here are some R&B artists as well. And then here's Minister LaShawn McLemore, and then here's some community events, okay? So just be sure to check out all of those websites. Be sure, if you have an artist or you have an author or anyone else, connect with me on the AfridaLoveShow.com or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Remember to listen to this particular recording again because, as I said before, we had Mr. Chris King, we had Brother Reggie Richardson, and we had Miss Renee Pandura. And so be sure to listen to the ministry again and share it and connect with these individuals online. All right? And if you're in Florida, which I know some of my people are in Florida, be sure to go to this event. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, okay? All right. So So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.